September 16, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show, September 16th, 2002 edition. That was some Wire live last week at the Casbah in San Diego, Mr. Marx's Table. A song I'm not familiar with, maybe it's some of their new stuff. I know they got a couple new EPs out. Sharon Lai sent that up to me, so thank you, Sharon. Casbah, it must have been trippy to see Wire there. They're at the El Rey here a few days later, but I didn't go because, God, the sound there is so lame. I saw them a couple years ago when they started playing again, and it's quite disappointing. Start off with an alternate take of Saida's song Flute, John Coltrane off of Giant Steps. Brother Matt?
Yeah.
You got your... yarmulke?
Well, it's not official yarmulke, but it's about as close as I can get to to kind of support the Hebrew brothers on their holiday.
Yeah, Yom Kippur version of Watt from Pedro Show. Saturday, played with Perkins and Peter with Hellride. The last time I played, it used to be a Brown Thunderbird. Then this cat, Tim, painted it yellow in Iowa. I passed it on last year, and I never played it, really, because with my hands the way they are, it's hard to play these big basses live now. And this cat named Chris wanted to get it, so I passed it on him, but I gave it one big play, sweaty ass jam, 14 Below in Santa Monica. It's the day after Perkins' 35th birthday. The day before that, his wife Cindy had a group of people over at where Jane's practice in Santa Monica called Clown or something. Has all these record covers laminated on the floor.
Oh,
it was a surprise thing for Perk. And I gave him La Vida Nueva, a little book Dante wrote before he wrote the comedy. It means the new life.
35, new life.
Quite a funny... book in a way. And he died Friday or Saturday, 681 years ago. Did you get that flow?
Yeah. So quite a blowout for Perkins?
It's trippy. Yeah, it was nice to see him.
Cool.
Pear was there with his son. He's got a new son. He's like 9 weeks old. His name's Hezron. That was a trip.
Cool.
And, oh, they're all looking good. They have a new bass guy now. This guy, Chris. And
they kicking out the new tunes?
I didn't get to hear any because it wasn't really a prac, although Peter, towards the end there, you know, wanted a jam. And so him and this cat, Dave, who helps garbage out on live things with Perkins, was doing Led Zeppelin. Yeah, Pear told me he was going to see Robert Plant that night. He was very excited. I know. Ah, it's so funny. But that's okay. He was talking all about these new innovations in Europe where I guess there's a lot of this wireless stuff with the pewters, airport, Bluetooth and stuff. So people will set up areas, like he says, they chalk it right off on the street. If you stand there, you can use your laptop or something.
And tap right in on the street.
Plug right in.
Wow.
Yeah, from the thing. And
crazy stuff.
He always gets excited when he talks about those things. As he asked me about my new thing and what I was playing, and he says, with these two Pedro guys and organ and drums, and he goes, well, any machines, any programming, any sampling? I said, no. Oh, you mean just the old style. Yeah. He's always excited about the new ways to music. That was funny. Okay. Here's some Who. Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
I feel one. the sun and the moon and the stars above. We're gonna be one of a kind. Well, we're moving along. I gotta be free. I'm finding the love wherever I be, but my old love's gone. I'm moving on. I'm leaving town today.
But after all, nevertheless, the world is a beautiful place to be born into, if you don't mind happiness not always being so very much fun. If you don't mind a touch of hell now and then, just when everything's fine, because even in heaven, they don't sing all the time. The world is a beautiful place to be born into. If you don't mind some people dying all the time, or maybe only starving some of the time, which isn't half so bad if it isn't you. Oh, the world is a beautiful place to be born into. If you don't much mind a few dead minds in the higher places, or a bomb or two now and then in your upturned faces, or such other improprieties as our name-brand society is prey to, with its men of distinction and its men of extinction and its priests and other patrolmen and its various segregations and congressional investigations and other constipations that our fool flesh is heir to. Yes, the world is the best place of all for a lot of such things as making the fun scene and making the love scene and making the sad scene, and singing low songs and having inspirations, and walking around looking at everything and smelling flowers and goosing statues and even thinking and kissing people and making babies and wearing pants and waving hats and dancing and going swimming in rivers on picnics in the middle of the summer and just generally living it up. Yes, but then, right in the middle of it, comes the smiling mortician.
Lot from Pedro Show. That's Lawrence Ferlinghetti with number 11. Before that, Patsy Cline, I'm Moving Along. Slater Kinney before that with Step Aside. Jay Maskus, Say the Word, from his new record. That's from Slater Kinney's new record, too. Who they're going to be here Wednesday and Thursday at the El Rey. Started off with The Who doing Heat Wave. Or Love Is Like a Heat Wave.
Yeah, Heat Wave, little Berry Gordy deal.
Yeah. Well, I always knew it as Heat Wave, but there's a little thing in the parentheses before it. So, that's from the new Who, My Generation CD. It's a double thing, and they've got a lot of bonus tracks. Thanks to Juan Rosenfelder for sending me that. Happy Yom Kippur, Juan Rosenfelder. He's got to come. He comes to L.A. He's got to come to one of our shows here. Be our guest.
Yeah, man,
sent me about 10 Bob Marleys the other day. That's very cool.
Instant Marley collection.
And he sent me a bunch of Elvis Costello, too. I don't know about that. Play the Marley.
Irie.
What's that?
Irie.
Irie. Right. Quite Irie. I'm wearing a shirt from Africa that my friend Jovi gave me. His mom brought back. She's an immigrant from there. West Coast.
Yeah,
and it's
cool.
Kind of indigo. Yeah, it's got a lot of corn.
It's like comfortable. Just, corn. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have buttons.
Pockets?
But it's a big thing. It's like a poncho-like thing, huh?
Yeah, it's a little poncho. Corn poncho.
It's got pockets. It's got one on this side. One way over on this side.
Oh, cool. A chest one, too.
And then a chest one.
Kind of like a smock type
thing. Look at this pocket, though, how far over it is. Or maybe it's for a wide cat. And these are supposed to be on the side.
And you're out strolling through Nairobi.
Yeah, you want it loose. You don't want any skin tight. No wetsuits.
Catch the breeze.
Catch a breeze. And feels like it's hand done. It's cool. Thank you, Jovi.
Good national show. Got the African shirt, funky Thailand hat.
Yeah.
Yom Kippur celebration.
Oh, that's where that hat's from.
Yeah.
Thailand.
Yeah, styling up at the Burning Man.
You wore that at Burning Man?
Pretty handy having a bunch of funky hats to kick in.
The party hat scene?
Yeah.
They're rolling through, huh?
Yeah, bitchin' Dan Pedro.
Yep, Monday morning. Another early show.
Yeah. No work today.
Yeah. Well, we're working on the show here. Here's an Iowa band. House of Large Sizes, Watt from Pedro Show.
I see. sleepy town. Red light toast the blue torch my house on the coast. Round and round to make this sound so down. What else could I do?
Ha ha ha! Incredibile! Potem periodo cui la luma nelle grosse sigare start to smoke continuando i svariati da Fritmus. Der Alcorn diviene a big pipe in quella fucina della TV. Der Rau, so out of the bell. O si comincia a subito Alcorn, Zenkrev, con la bicota finca di un nebo. E retrai ti illumina di stürze che si trasforma in ciurno pizzo che guarda da pubblico. Se tu hai fatto tre stories avec des tranchons a ver quen di sbert muore la linea contra se poi avi, allora chi sei? Esatto, Andrés, il D.
Watt from Pedro Show. Trippy little set there. Started with House of Large Sizes from their latest record. Self-titled. It says this is a self-titled release. And the History of Camouflage. Then we heard a B-side of a Peg Legacy 7-inch. The Venus Whispers to Mars. And Tom Watson from his Country and Watson record, Self-Pity Songs, and ended up there with some Vinko Globokar, Cry Des Alps.
So you saw him before, huh?
Yeah, Pettibone. No, it was Thurston took me. And it was trippy. He's very theatrical in his performance, not just sounds.
Where's he from?
He's Slovenian, but he taught in Holland because Watson had him for music class when he went to school.
Wow.
Watson spent some time in Holland after high school going to, like, experiment music classes.
Cool education.
Yeah. Where was it? Nijmegen, Eindhoven, something like that. And he actually had, as a professor, Vinko Globokar. It's trippy, the tangents. Man usually plays just the mouthpiece of a trombone. Never play the whole trombone. He plays a lot of his own body. Lays on the ground there and beats on himself. And microphone in his mouth. It's a very unique, unusual man. Here's an old English band from the old punk days. Desperate Bicycles. What from Pedro Show.
the pleasures at the mercy of a boil on your ass in the middle of the night, felt with fingers after some obscure and sweaty dream. God, a big one runs deep. And what's that next to it? Twisting in dirty sheets, madness sheets, starvation sheets, suicide sheets, thinking, I have no job, no social security, no health insurance, no automobile insurance, no automobile, no life insurance, no life. Just the pleasures of this craft. I'm free. Neither fame or obscurity. Reaching again with the hand. Terribly large lump could be. Oh, no, no, no. Sleep. Jog tomorrow. Jog 5 miles past the ladies walking dogs. Think of nice phrases. A tower full of worms. Oh, no. Open the windows. It's hot in here. Yes.
Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt just showed me a card he got. His ma gave him with the gravestone of Charles Bukowski, who we just heard there. The Pleasures. Before that, Insect Surfers, a band that moved here from D.C. Maybe they're still around. That was Benghazi. And started off with Desperate Bicycles, Obstructive, from their three-song 7-inch. Coming to the end of the first hour.
10 seconds.
Of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you, Brother Matt. Hold tight for hour two. September 16th, 2002, hour two. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
No search in my heart. I will make you shine. I will break your mind. Waiting is a crime. All will be now. Dreams are too fast. We are the first. We are the to follow, no fear of tomorrow. Kiss of never near. Life of timelessness. We'll break the speed of change. And as you feel inside through your eyes, we'll kill birds like letter lines. Like a don't let time catch up on you, girl. You got work, a Bible to do. I, you, we, our time. I, you, we. Sequence to follow, no fear of tomorrow. A life of timelessness. Kiss of neverness. We'll break the speed of change. Oh, how does it bring you through your eyes? you on you. You got to work. A Bible's a dream. You win.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, that was some Savage Republic, Watt from Pedro show, something live from 1983. I'm going to be playing with them. They're doing a reunion next month. No, in November. Month and a half. 2 months. At the Shittin' Factory. And before that, we had live pop group, Work, Work, Work. and started with some live Black Gang. Nels Klein on the guitar, Bob Lee on the drums, Watt on the rest. A pop group song, We Are Time. And now I'm very happy to say it's time for Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Cool, thank you. Here we go.
Break through the kitchen floor.
very much, Brother Matt.
Cool.
For another installment of the Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
Here's some Flooded San Diego band. Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Okay, I had to fade out on the last little part there. That's actually the Houston Fire Department, the label on the record here is misleading. There's an arrow pointing to the other side, I guess. So, actually, it's got the same people as Flooded with some guy on keyboard. So, that song was called To Find by the Houston Fire Department. Name of the band, probably not the actual department. And Flooded was on the other side of the record, but we didn't hear that song, Los Angeles. So, but it's got Michael Mix and LaDesca York from both bands. Some cat named Turtle did the keyboard and samples. Okay, come the end of the hour two of September 16, 2002 edition. Watt from Pedro Show. I hadn't said this in a while, but coming from you live, Love Grotto, Pleasure Point.
Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom Radio here in Pedro. Hold tight for hour three. September 16, 2002, third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 10 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
And now, we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. The whole family is seated in the great living room of the Inverness mansion. Lady Jowls, Chief Wampum, Meanie Eeny, Dr. Missoula, the Madonna Vampira, Little Frida, Old Far-Seeing Art, Wham Bam Shazam, Jack, and Jives the butler.
It's good to have the whole family together, to be seated in a circle, hand in hand, joy in our hearts.
Ah, oh, let's get on with it.
Patience, Meanie Eeny. Tonight, we will all venture into the unknown. The unknown which was once known. Into but a few of the dozens and hundreds of lives we have led in the past. Hopefully, we will recognize some of the people here in this room. They may have been parents, they may have been lovers, they may have been milkmen. If you are a woman now, then in a past life you may find you are a man or a young boy. Little Frida, you may start the metronome. Some of you have already explored these lives. Tonight, we will cross-reference everyone in this room, when and where we knew them in the past. With this information, we may be able to discern a pattern in our lives. Also, we will use the energy from our past lives to improve ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. Now, relax. What you are hearing is a metronome with alpha frequencies. As you relax, your heartbeat will adjust itself to this pulse. This is not hypnosis. You will be conscious of everything going on around you at all times. Most of you have done this so you can go directly into your past lives. Those of you that have not will extend themselves a few inches through the bottom of their feet. Now, back to normal. Now, extend yourselves about 1 foot. Now, back to normal. Now, through the top of the head. Now, back to normal. Now, extend yourselves through your legs, arms, face, chest, head. Blow yourselves up like a balloon. Now, back to normal. Now come down quickly into another lifetime. Set your feet down gently but firmly. Look at your feet and see what you are wearing.
Buckles. Black shoes with buckles.
Continue up. Look at your stockings. your dress or trousers, your shirt, finally, your hat. What does your face look like? Do you have a beard? Where are you standing? What do you hear? Are there other people there? What is going on? Where are you? Do you know what country? What is your name? Ask questions. Questions.
I'm questions. Standing in the street. It's Paris. Maybe the turn of the century. I have some paintings under my arm, and I'm going somewhere. I'm walking down the street. I'm going into a gallery. There's someone I know, a collector. His name is Victor. Victor LeBlanc, something like that. I'm holding out each painting. There are four of them. One is a bridge over the Seine. At night, lights reflecting off the black water. It's a warm painting. It's pretty good. The next is a landscape. Pastels. The next is a young woman. Rather pretty. She's... Oh, my God. That's the Madonna Vampira. What is she... It's her, all right. Not the same as now, but yes. Yes, it's her. Now I can see myself in my studio when I painted the portrait. Her name is Juliet. We are in love, I think.
Now move yourself along 1 year. See where you are. What you are doing. Is there anyone from this life that you recognize?
Strange. It's old, far-seeing art. Well, how can that... Yes, yes, it's him, all right. A different face completely, but that's him.
You can return to that lifetime whenever you choose. But now, come down in another lifetime. Look at your feet. What do you see?
My feet are bare. There's bracelets around the ankles. I'm dancing. It's in the center of a circle, in a village. There are huts. I have small breasts. I'm a girl. My skin is black.
We'll move along quickly now.
It's England. Late 1700s, I think.
Move along now.
Now I'm really getting pretty old. Now I'm in the hospital. My chest. Something not too good there. I'm not too healthy. I'm dying. Now I'm alone. Just floating. No body. It's dark. I feel all right, though.
Now you are going to be born to your present-day parents.
There they are. They're so much younger, and they're happy. My mother is pregnant, about 5 months. I'm outside her body, hanging around, waiting to be born, waiting to enter. I'll move ahead 1 month. I'm about 3 feet away from my mother, but where I could move about in the room before and outside, now I can't go any further away from my mother than 3 feet. I can't leave her. That's because... I'll be born soon.
that concludes tonight's broadcast of Rocket from the Tomb, recorded live. No, recorded in the loft. I'll let Peter Lochner explain the whole thing. He's the resident expert tonight on Rocket from the Tombs.
Resident expert, huh? Oh, come on, Steve.
You a little hype. Come on, you can't complain.
No, yeah. No. All I want to do is give credit where credit is due. That recording was made by Mr. C.W. Bell. He produced it, engineered it, and also edited it. And the players were myself on guitar and convolutions and vocal. Mr. Cheetah Gene O'Connor on guitar and organ. Mr. Krogus Behemoth on lead vocals. Mr. Darwin Lane on the bass. And Mr. Johnny Madman Medansky on the drums. So I hope you all enjoyed it. And remember, you can always do your own thing if you want to do it, you know.
That's right.
All I got to say,
okay.
Let's get out of here.
Well, I will add to that and saying that this was the first in a series we're going to be doing of local talent featured on the Sunday night concert here at WMMS between 10 and 11 p.m. every Sunday night. Now, it won't be local concerts every Sunday night unless we happen to have such unbelievably good response that we have so many tapes that we just can't find ways to fit them in. It will be a periodic thing, and as we have tapes that are worthy, they will be put on the air. So if you do have local talent, please do send us a tape. In care of the program director, WMMS, 5000 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland 44103. You can find it in the phone book if you need the telephone number. And we will finish up this madness and come back with Archie Rothman's Time Machine after a few announcements. As soon as we stop cracking the peanuts in the gallery back here. Whether you're just a beginner, an amateur, or a professional photographer, this is...
Watt from Pedro show. There's some At the Drive-In, Cosmonaut. Before that, Rock from the Tombs from some radio broadcast, Cleveland. Rocket from the Tombs, a band of Peter Loeffner's. Rest in peace. It was a Cleveland band in the 70s. Had people that would go on to Perubu, and Dead Boys, David Thomas, and Cheetah Chrome. And before that, live at UCLA at the All Tomorrow's Parties thing in March. Kim Gordon singing for Ashton Ashton, Maskus and Watt. I Want to Be Your Dog. I've been told that maybe Ashton Ashton, Maskus and Watt play in Australia next January, coming up.
Cool.
5 months, 4 months, whatever. That's like a big festival thing. Oh, I've done it with Porno for Pyros maybe 6 years ago. And then maybe some Japanese gigs, so we'll see what's cool coming up with that. Let's see. Next, we got some Sun Ra here on the Watt for Pedro show. Thank you. Sorry about that. Grabbed the wrong fader. Watt for Pedro show. That was D. Boone, solo, from the Lassa Club, June 27, 1984, Corona.
Is that Kate Bush thing?
Who?
I remember Kate Bush thing, trying to get signatures or something. I saw you guys play their acoustic.
D. Boone? No, that's him by himself. Oh. I wasn't at this gig. This is Richard Derrick. Gave me this tape. I think he's a couple songs are going to be on that CD that comes out, D. Boone Jamming, with him and Crane, and then some D. Boone by himself like this.
Cool.
Not this tune. I think it's like Plight Themselves or something. I'm sorry. I wish I could have been at this gig. I can't even remember what was going on. He played a lot of benefits, though. What was wrong?
They were trying to get a lot of signatures. KXLU was trying to get a lot of signatures to get Kate Bush to come over and play some concert because she didn't like to fly or something like that. And
something to do with
the
guy in office?
I
heard about his daughter. His daughter was arrested again. His brother's daughter.
His niece. In the rocks. Must be hard being in her shoes. I would not want to be born in the family.
No. And then his brother, I guess, cut out on the family. The Silverado.
Don't want to claim him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, who could blame him?
Family values, you know. Before that, we had Superchunk doing Cool. And
Cool.
Friendly Love Number 3. Sun Ra started us off there. That's a great record.
It was Friendly.
Where is it at? Is it Friendly?
That's what they call up at the opera at Burning Man this year. They called it the Pirate Ship, the Orchestra.
Oh, wow. Yeah, after his band. Right?
Yeah.
not so friendly was guys running around with the machine gun, right?
Oh, man, those guys were nuts. It's like real-life terrorists almost, except they didn't have real bullets, but they were scary. It was like a performance art that scared you. It's almost like going and yelling fire in the movie theater kind of thing.
Yeah. A shot in the opera house. Yeah, Friendly Love is the name of that album, and then there was four tunes. I played the third one. What do we have here? We got another great guitarist besides Deep Boone. It's neat to play right after him some Eddie Hazel, the original Funkadelic guitarist. Lompoc Boogie.
Cool.
Watt from Pedro Show. Marsha Ball, How You Carry On. Before that, Dose from the first record, Forever. And before that, Eddie Hazel from some bootleg, Lompoc Boogie. Coming at the end of another Watt from Pedro Show, September 16, 2002 edition.
Yom Kippur special.
Yeah, Yom Kippur special. Brother Matt, thank you much.
Thank you.
For the assist.
Cool.
And the spin cycle, of course.
Gracias.
See, I'm going to play a new pad next week, or this week, Saturday, Sunset Beach. There's a new club there.
Cool, what's it called?
Cosmos. I'm going to play there with Second Man, see how it is.
It's a cool little zone.
And short drive, shorter.
Yeah.
God, you know, I played Saturday night, Santa Monica, I didn't get home till 3 bells. Had to pedal just a couple hours after that. So, it's neat to play close to Pedro.
Yeah, it's cool. There should be more places.
Yeah. I mean, there's people living around here.
Yeah, they all need something to do.
Why does everybody have to go up to Hollywood or Santa Monica? What else is coming up for me? Oh, I'm going to help Bink. Eric Binkley is recording some songs. He wants me to do another tune for him. I did something for him a few weeks ago and go back up there.
No more Rasta mode for you?
No.
It's over.
I don't have any time for that. But that was a neat experience.
Yeah, fun little change, huh?
Yeah. Helped me a lot with my playing. And that gig before the Belgium trip for me was the last one I did with him, which was pretty intense, like 3-hour gig. Done many of those. I mean, there were some breaks in between, but...
That was Lighthouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hermosa. Let's see. I'm trying to get a Halloween gig because I'm not touring this fall, which is strange. And I do play every Halloween. This will be the 22nd in a row. If I get together and I'm trying... Place in Long Beach, a little pad that's just starting to do gigs. So I would love to get the South Bay part of L.A. here happening.
Yeah, yeah, like old days with Sweetwater and stuff over Redondo.
Yeah. Maybe another gig at Sacred Grounds here in Pedro itself. That's even shorter drive.
What about La Conga's?
La Conga. I played there once with Barry.
Yeah, got you guys upstairs. Up there in the restaurant.
That was so weird, that room. Where bands played in the corner. But it was a neat gig. It's always great to play in Pedro.
Tasman Sea.
Great to play anywhere. Yeah, I never played there. They were having gigs for a while.
Yeah, they had a cool little thing happen for a bit. It's a trippy place.
Yeah, a lot of history.
Proms there and stuff.
Did you hear about Trump buying this golf course on the hill?
No.
Yeah.
Is he going to put in an 18th hole finally?
He's going to put in some kind of hotels or something.
Something
I hope
too
it falls
chic.
Through. We don't need him around here.
If it don't fall through, it'll probably fall off the edge like that 18th hole did.
Yeah. So he should stay on the right side of the country. And anyway, whatever, I guess... He's got the money, he can do whatever he wants. Right?
That's he will little... anyway.
No. Anyway, stay optimistic about everything, everyone. And see you next time. Next week, another show, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, till that next time, keep your powder dry.